Have you ever got so fed up with something that you just said, I'm out. I cannot handle it anymore. There's no way that I can be productive or helpful in this situation. In our society, I think we place a large importance on what we produce, what we can create, and how much we can obtain. What's the size house you have? How much money do you have in your retirement account? We are all about productivity, that we are only as good as what we produce. And so that creates this culture where we are constantly working. We are constantly doing things that we often forget there is time to rest. In our world right now, there is a feeling of exhaustion between the virus, between politics, between racism, and anything else that's going on in your world. We are at the point where we just feel exhausted. That we're saying, I'm out. I'm done with 2020. I'm done with all of this. Well, what I want to talk about today is that God has a different plan for us in terms of that. We get exhausted because we are constantly bringing things in. We are constantly digesting news because it's 24/7 and it's on your phone and it's in your pocket all the time. We're watching it at home before we go to bed. We're watching it in the morning. We're reading the newspaper. We are always told the ways that we are inadequate and not doing good enough. So whether it's this idea right now where no matter what you do, you feel like you are being personally attacked. We are just in a place where we are constantly inundated with all the things going on around us. God has a different plan because for us, we feel like we need to just keep going and going and going. We need to keep pursuing and we need to keep creating. We need to keep producing in order that we are relevant, that we are worthy of love and praise. But God, even in the creation story, God created. And then the last day, God rested. Because we need rest. We need Sabbath. We need that time to be able to reconnect with ourselves, with others, and with God. God did it in the creation story, but Jesus also did it throughout the New Testament. There's a couple of places that Jesus did it. I'm going to give them to you here. What Jesus rested in Matthew 14. This was after he fed the 5,000. So Jesus rested after he did something that was big in giving of himself and his power to people. He went up to the mountaintop to rest and to pray. In Luke 6, Jesus took time off before making big decisions. This was before he chose his 12 disciples. And so he went off and prayed, and he took time to himself to rest, to make sure he was making the correct decision. In Mark 7, Jesus would get sick of people. Everywhere Jesus went, people would follow. And in Mark 7, it shows that he was trying to enter a friend's house without people in the community knowing he was there. He just needed time to be away from helping others. In Luke 22, Jesus took time away from an intimidating task in front of him. This was the passage where Jesus is in the garden before he's going to be arrested and then die on the cross. So there's a quote that I like, that I often carry with me throughout my life, and it says that we are human beings, not human doings. Sabbath is not a punishment. It's not a time where you can't do certain things, but Sabbath is something that God has given to us as a gift in order to rest so that we could continue to do the good work that we are part of in God's kingdom. Because we can't keep burning the candle on both ends. So for you, for those of you that feel exhausted right now, remember to take a break, to take a break away from everything that's coming up on your news app, on your phone, or what you watch on TV. Take a break from all that. Take a break from social media. Take a break from it. And just be present in the presence of God and creation and the people that you love. Because that is what's going to help you continue to continue to do the good work of Christ in this world. So take a Sabbath this week, take some time to rest, and have a great week.